I remember I ended up in seminary, and I was had this wonderful New Testament professor who looked at me, I felt, every time the class ended and pointed to his temple and said, think, think, think. Because he was dealing with a lot of us kind of evangelicals or fundamentalists coming through. And so it took me about a year and a half, 2 years to realize that I could no longer embrace that kind of literalist interpretation of Scripture. The foundation collapsed for me. And the alternative to that was what, you know, kind of being in a liberal seminary was a kind of, you know, what we'd call a liberal theology, and nowadays we're calling a progressive theology, a progressive worldview, which, you know, on the one hand was great, but on the other hand, something was missing for me. And I think that over time, over a period of 5 to 10 years, I lost a sense of conviction, a sense of passion for the faith, because part of this, you know, liberal postmodern perspective has to do with everything being about context and perspective, and there being no truth. What the integral folks call the myth of the framework. Everything is the framework, but there's no substance, there's no truth within it. It's all just a constructed narrative. And I found that I actually got to a place, I was actually ordained and serving my second congregation, when I just felt like I was wandering in a desert, and my faith had no juice. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to preach Sunday after Sunday and just had lost the passion. Yeah. And so I ended up going to a silent retreat in Narragansett, Rhode Island, a 10-day retreat, and had this mystical experience of being one with the cosmos, being an expression of the cosmos, a manifestation of the cosmos after 13.7 billion years, and experienced a kind of radical connectedness and a kinship with all that is, including what I was, you know, what I call spirit or God. So I kind of staggered around the seashore for 4 days in this state. Kind of my mantra was, I am the universe noticing the universe. I am the universe feeling the universe.
How did that come to you? Like,
well, it came to me. The reason it came to me, I don't know if I've ever shared the story with you, was that I, on the silent retreat, I picked up Brian Swim's slim volume, The Universe is a Green Dragon.
Oh, sure.
You know, I read it in one sitting.
Yep, yep.
And I got it. It just was like, oh my goodness. This, where, like, what cosmos have I been inhabiting?
Yes.
Where have I been? Who did I think I was? If I am not this, if I am not the presence of the universe in this human form in the 24, then who do I think I am? This little, you know, bag of, I mean, partly this bag of skin and bones, but what happened was that the dualistic worldview collapsed.
Yes.
In other words, there's Bruce over here, and the universe is out there. It's something I look at up in the sky somehow. Or, you know, there's the Earth, and then there's Bruce, and I'm walking on it. But the experience was that I was walking as the Earth.
Yeah.
As the presence of the Earth in human form, and as I say, this was an experience of enlightenment for me. It was no less than enlightenment,
yeah.
And in important ways, it was different than the classical Eastern form of enlightenment, which basically is kind of an escape from the wheel of life. This was more an evolutionary form of enlightenment, a kind of a Western form of enlightenment where I realized that I was the presence of the universe after 13.7 billion years, and we all were, and that therefore my essential vocation was to, or is to, ask myself the question, what is the future that needs me in order to emerge?
Yeah. Well, great, great.
Right? So, that kind of shifted everything for me. And to come full circle in terms of it, it gave me a reason to be in ministry again.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I regained the passion and the conviction that's required to stand up Sunday after Sunday and do what I do.